third 600th Sunday afternoon radio show. Pretty cool. Listen to this.
Leave it all behind.
Whoa. Not bad. Wrong button. Sorry, guys. Station ID. That's me hitting the wrong button there. Sorry about all that. But we are glad to be on Tan Talk Network. We love it. Tan Talk Radio Network, 1340, 1300, 1350, 1340 and 1400 AM and 106.1 FM and 104.3 FM in the Tampa Bay area and TanTalkNetwork.com around the globe. And it's amazing, Angel, the number of people that can be reached through this. We never know how many are listening, but we're really glad to know that now in our 12th year, every Sunday afternoon, consistently, we're giving the Word of God out. And why are we doing all that?
We're doing that because we want as many people to come home with us. You know,
woo,
and we
that's
want
good.
To share the love of God and His truth. And just let as many people as we can get the message across that God loves them and He values them and He has a plan for them.
Oh, absolutely. And that's really what it's all about. Megan, talk to us, because so often we just get bogged down in life and feel like nobody really does care about us that much, you know?
Yeah, and I can totally relate. But, you know, there is somebody that loves you deeply, someone that created you in His image, someone that wants to change your circumstances. And, you know, I know that it's so hard, especially if you don't, you know much about the Bible, or if you've not been to church, or that it's even hard for you to believe in something that you can't see, is that that's why that we come on the radio show, is to share the circumstances that we've been through and to share our perspective so that we can tell you, hey, you know, these things have happened to us, and look how God showed up and showed off.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's just the amazing things and the way that He puts His touch on even the little tiny details in our life. It's
wow.
just, it's absolutely, it, sometimes I step back and, you know, it's just, I'm mind blown because he is so amazing. You know, just down to the tiniest detail of you, He knows everything about you. And He just wants to have that best friend relationship with you, and that because that's why He created us.
That's exactly
was so that His family would be, I mean, absolutely huge.
Right.
And that's why it's important for us that, you know, doing these radio shows is such a blessing that, you know, so many people worldwide can hear of the peace and grace of God.
Amen. Leaving it all behind the well by Casting Crowns.
Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. See, leave it all behind. Just leave it all behind. I have what you need. But you keep on searching. I've done all the work. But you keep on working when you're running on empty and you can't find the remedy. Just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but that empty inside, you just ain't gonna listen. When nothing can satisfy and the world leaves you high and dry, just come to the well. See that with me. And all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. Leave it all behind and come to the well. You guys give it up for Melody. Sing it out with her. Come on.
Just rest in my arms a while. Now that you're full of love beyond measure, your joy's gonna flow like a stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see living waters found in me, 'cause you've come to the well. How many of you know Jesus is the well tonight? It's all who thirst will thirst no more. It's all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. Leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind and come to the well. All right, you guys, sing it out with me. Leave it all behind. You ready?
Praise God. Let's leave it behind and come to that well. Oh, hallelujah. You know what? That well is Jesus and his word and what he wants to do in your life because you belong to him. We're in 1 John chapter 4, about 7 or 8, verse maybe 9. The person who refuses to love doesn't know the first thing about God, because God is love. God is love. So you can't know him if you don't love. This is how God showed his love for us. God sent his only son into the world so we might live through him. That's why Jesus came. This is the kind of love we're talking about. Not that we once upon a time loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and the damage they've done to our relationship with God. Verse 11, 1 John 4, if you're just joining us. My dear, dear friends, if God loved us like this, we certainly ought to love each other. No one has seen God ever. But if we love one another, God dwells deeply within us, and his love becomes complete in us, perfect love. This morning I was teaching about the Good Samaritan. The story is found in Luke chapter 10, beginning with about verse 20, where a religious scholar or a young lawyer comes to Jesus and says, what do I have to do to inherit eternal life? And you know, Angel, I think a lot of people want to ask that question, but they really don't know even how to ask it. What do I have to do? You know, what is it? What's my part to get to heaven and have that be my forever home? What do I have to do to eternal life? It's so interesting that Jesus turns that right around and says, how does it read to you? Don't you like that? Sounds like a teacher to me.
Totally like a teacher, yes.
You and me, teacher.
Well, and that's, you know, but Jesus is, you know, the way he does that, it's getting us to reflect into ourselves.
Right. Getting us to take a look inside. And so this young man says, and we won't read it word for word, I'm just going to talk it to you, that, well, the way it seems to me is I've got to love the Lord my God with all my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength. In the Message Bible, those words they use are passion and muscle and something else, I forget. But anyway, those are the, love the Lord your God with all my heart, my mind, my strength. Everything that's within me, I've got to love God like that. And the young religious leader says, and to love others like I love myself. And Jesus said, right on. Talk to me, Angel, and then we'll go to Megan. Jesus said, right on. Do this and you will live.
Well, you know,
forever.
It's a perfect summation of, you know, God's purpose. You know, his whole purpose for sending Jesus was love and to bring us to him. And you know, love needs to be contagious, and it's not conditional love, it's unconditional whole love, you know, and loving God and loving others. I used to teach the children's church, and I used to always teach them joy. We love Jesus,
yeah,
others, and you.
Oh, that's good.
And that's how it should be. We should be putting, you know, Jesus first and others even above ourselves to share that love of of God with them.
And so often we're so preoccupied with ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're not thinking about loving Jesus. We're not thinking about loving others. We're thinking about just what is best for me. Talk to us, Megan.
Absolutely. It's me syndrome. And, you know, when we love others like God loves us, is what that creates in us is a servant's heart. And
right on.
What I mean by that is that no matter where you go, you know, you see a need and you try to help. And, you know, it could be something very small as someone that's crippled, maybe holding the door for them or asking them if they need help. But it's being willing to help others in a way that you feel that the Holy Spirit is leading you. And what I mean by that is don't be worried and caught up in what's going on with yourself. Don't be full of pride. You can't be selfish in love. You can't be selfish and show God's love. They don't go together.
Because so often when we are so consumed with ourselves and everything about us and how, oh, that hurt me or this, I mean, we can wear our feelings on our sleeves. You know that old phrase where we're just so, oh, she didn't look at me right. She did not say, I don't like what she just said to me. You know, talk to me, Angel. You're a therapist. You know, you're a PhD and a licensed mental health counselor. You hear this all the time in counseling rooms. Whoa, wait. Go ahead.
I hear this all the time in the counseling room, and people get very offended. It hurts relationships. They expect people to be able to read their thoughts or what they need or what they want in a relationship. And when it's not being met, they're mad about it or disappointed. And that's not how we need to do it.
Why is that so destructive when we are so consumed with our own selves? Because this young guy had it right. He said, we are to love the Lord our God with our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength, everything in us. Oh, and love each other as we love ourselves. And it's destructive for us when we hate ourselves, too.
Absolutely. Just as destructive as when we think of ourselves too much.
Right.
And we really, you know, God made us who we are. We can't think we're better than we are. We can't put ourselves in God's, you know, place in our lives. He deserves to be in that place. And we can't think we're less than what God created us to be, because we're taking on saying we know more than you, God. We know better than you. And that's pride in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to stop reflecting so much. You know, a lot of us are just so self-centered, you know, me, my needs, my wants, my feelings, my. And
you see a lot of that on social media. It kind of drives you crazy sometimes.
I kind of feel like social media is like feeding this narcissistic society.
Yeah, in a way it is. You know, it has its benefits in some ways. But so often we get so caught up in, they didn't look at me right. They didn't respond to me correctly. That's not the way they should treat me. And we go off the handle, you know?
And then we treat others based on what we think they did to us. And so we're being mean or spiteful or ignoring them. And that is not the love of God.
It is not the love of God. The love of God is so changes us if we allow it, Megan. The love of God can change our thought patterns, our mindset. The love of God can change even the way we interact at home with those around us, that we're putting them, you know, we're putting them in their proper place in our lives, you know? Talk to us.
Exactly. And, you know, I think that when we get rid of a selfish persona where God teaches us to love ourselves because of the strength that we have, because of the strength that He gives us, and that we accept who we are, because when the Lord comes into our life and changes our perspective, it changes the way we look at ourselves in the mirror.
Yeah,
and I know
that
sounds really weird, but
you're right.
If you're a bitter, prideful, hateful person, I'm here to tell you that it's very noticeable, because you walk around with a certain scowl on your face.
Absolutely.
But when you're a light walker, and I know that probably sounds really stupid, but
when you're a what?
A light,
L-I-G-H-T. Light walker. So walking in the light of God?
Yes.
Okay. It's, a light walker.
Yeah. Those people stand out. And those people are very giving. They're very loving. They're very nurturing. They're very forgiving. Because they're full of the love of God. They're full of that grace.
Yes.
And they want to pass it on to everybody that they meet.
Right.
And it's such a blessing to be able to do that because, you know, no matter how people treat us and no matter, you know, whether that they've, you know, said bad things about you or whatever they've done, is that God teaches us through the scriptures and through his love how to forgive people and
right.
properly forgive them. So that we can move on and continue to love them the way he loves us.
Oh, absolutely. And it's so interesting to me that so many people go through life bitter, unforgiving, you know, having all kinds of emotional and mental issues that they really would not have to do, Dr. Angel, if they would just open up to the love of God and forgiveness. We talked about it earlier. This amazing, amazing power of forgiveness in our lives.
It truly, truly is amazing. And, you know, I know in my life personally, you know, God has had a lot to forgive with me, and he has really poured his grace out on me. And I can do nothing else but pour that grace on to people in my world.
Yes.
I know, to him who's been forgiven much, you know.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, God is amazing, and I can't accept his forgiveness for my life and then go condemn someone else.
But people do it all the time in the name of God.
They do, but that's not what God wants from us.
No, it isn't. Verse 11 of 1 John 4. My dear, dear friends, if God loved us like this, we certainly ought to love each other. No one has seen God ever, but if we love one another, I just read this. We're going to read it again. If we love one another, God dwells deeply within us, and his love becomes complete in us. Perfect love, verse 13, this is how we know we're living steadily and deeply in him and he in us. He's given us life from his life, from his very own spirit. And as we begin to understand that this love comes from God, Megan, this love is not something you can just make yourself. I mean, but you can receive the love of God and love some people that are not lovable.
Exactly. And that's because that we're able to, you know, despite maybe their foul mood or things that they've done, that we don't judge them because that's
right.
not our place. That will come when the Lord comes back, yada, yada, yada. But,
yada, 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 huh? Okay.
Yada, yada. We're not going to get into that today, but anyway.
Okay.
That it's amazing because when you've met someone that, say, you know, knew of God but wasn't walking in his love, wasn't
right.
walking in a renewed spirit, and when they make that change, it's so apparent that they do it, that they make that 180, because you see a totally different person.
Right.
You see that the old nasty, disgusting stuff has disappeared.
Right.
And that they've come into a new realization that there's more to life than being bogged down by things that are depressing.
Right.
And, you know, it will get to us, and it does, because we're humans. We're not totally oblivious to the things that go on in this world, but that when we know that we've got God on our side, it totally changes our perspective.
It so does. And instead, our mindset becomes one of, all right, God, what do you want in this situation? We have more communication with God when we know we're on the same team with him, right, Angel? I mean, we're not somewhere else. We are right here working this life with him in our hearts. We're the well that holds his presence within us, right? That's so important.
That's our hope.
Yeah.
That's our strength. That's what our passion and our purpose comes from. That's where our contentment comes from. And, you know, when we don't have that, that's where we see a lot of anxiety and a lot of depression and a lot of hopelessness. And we need to be that example of what, you know, God living inside us. What does that look like? Does that mean we're going to have a perfect life? No, we're going to have struggles, but we have the Almighty by our side.
It's practical Christian living. And when we go back to the story of the Good Samaritan that we just were talking about in Luke 10, you can look at it if you want, chapter 10, verses 20, 22 on down. Jesus says, let me give you an example of this, because he says to the rich, or not, or the young religious scholar, he says to him, let me tell you a story. And basically the story is very simple. He said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, 18 miles approximately, and it was down. It was, Jerusalem is up, and Jericho is quite down, and it's 18 miles of descending terrain. And this man goes along there, and he was robbed by robbers, because there were a lot of robbers on that highway a lot. And he was robbed, he was stripped naked, he was beaten, he was left for dead. And then Jesus says, well, along comes a priest. And the priest sees this man bloody, beaten up, and really probably barely alive. And the priest walks along the other side of the road. He zigzags across, and so he does not have to go by this guy. I mean, you can almost see him going, ooh, yuck, ew, yeah, look at that guy. I mean, Megan, I don't know about you, but I've known religious people in my life that definitely wanted to walk on the other side of the road from people who were really struggling with areas in their lives. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's because they didn't want the hassle.
Right.
They didn't want to make the time for that person. And that is truly sad. And I just have to say that if that's ever happened to anybody that's listening to us, that I am so sorry, because that is not the way that God teaches us. That's not the way that God wants to mold us to be.
That's right.
That God wants us, that when we see a need, that if he puts it on our heart that we're to reach out to that person, that we need to do it, because he's asking us to do something.
Absolutely.
And we need to be willing. That's why when I use the word servant, that's what God wants us to be, is willing, faithful servants to spread his love and to help mankind. And it's to help mankind understand that the life that we're supposed to live is the life of grace, and that's the life of God.
That's
and
right.
And it's impeccable that we follow the orders that we're given, because those orders have a lot of meaning behind them. And
oh,
you know,
yeah.
Just like the priest ignoring that gentleman on the side of the road that may have been taking his last breath, you know, it was important and should have been that he went over and asked the gentleman how he could help him, instead of walking away going, oh, gross, you know, ew, I can't handle that. Well, I'm telling you what, if God's tapping on your shoulder to go take care of that person, you better go.
Well, I totally agree. Yes, go ahead.
Because if you follow the Holy Spirit, you know, your blessings may not come here, but your blessings come when you get to go home. And well, I'm talking about heaven.
Absolutely. And there's so many little tests along the way. You know, as a high school teacher, I used to love to give pop-up quizzes, Dr. Angel. I loved it because they didn't know they were coming. And I could tell a lot whether or not anybody did their homework or whether or not they had studied the night before. Even 4 or 5 points, you know, 4 or 5 questions, that was it. All you could tell whether somebody had read it or whatever. And I think so often these little things in life that happen to us, like this story that Jesus is talking about, is like a little pop-up quiz. Do you want to comment on that, Dr. Angel?
Well, it sure is. It gives us an opportunity to practice, you know, his love and his grace and his forgiveness and serving. Such an important aspect of, you know, sharing and being that light for our culture and for our lives, for the people that our life touches. It's so easy to get snappy with someone, or you don't know what kind of day that person and
sure.
You know, that cut in front of you in the grocery line's having. You don't know what's going on in people's worlds. We just get so offended when the behavior, we decide to read it about us, and it's not about us.
Right.
It's about them. So we need to stop looking at everyone as if they're out to get us or mm-hmm. hurt us purposely.
Sure.
And, you know, just reach out, you know, just right. talking to someone, you know, how's your day?
Right.
That could go a long way in someone's world.
You know, and these concepts we talk about on these shows and this one today, God wants to bring this concept into your life and cause it to have meaning for you. And as we're going through this show, a lot of times I don't know what I'm going to play music-wise. I just bring a lot of CDs and figure it out as the Lord leads. I'm going to play a song I haven't played for a few years and see how this affects you. Bring It All Together by Natalie Grant and Wynonna. How about that? And listen to the words very carefully.
I hear you say that you can't go on, 'cause you had it all and watched it fall away. You feel betrayed, 'cause everything's gone wrong. Strength to hope for a better day. We may not understand the reasons, but I know His promise will never change. Ooh. He's gonna take your pain, He's gonna take your doubt, yeah. He's gonna bring happy. He's gonna make you laugh out loud, yeah. He's gonna bring it all together, bring it all together for good.
You say you're living your life, doing the best you can, wondering if the struggle means anything. If you really in His hands, you'll find the peace that sweet surrender brings. Well, we may not understand the reason. Well, I know His promise will never change. He's gonna take your pain, He's gonna take your doubt, He's gonna bring it all together, bring it all together. He's gonna make you happy, He's gonna make you laugh out loud. He's gonna bring it all together, bring it all together for good. I know there'll come a day of healing. Oh,
together. Yes, He is. Nan, I saw you praising God in there. I want you to grab a mic and say, why did that song affect you? And then I'm going to Megan, then I'm going to Angel. We've been having church up in here, guys. If you can see us in the studio and me here in the control room and Megan up in Michigan, we is having church.
Amen.
Amen. Talk to us, Nan.
Well, you know, it just talks about how He's in control. That's
yes.
what I call it. He is in control.
And, you know, there's some things happening in my life that are actually on a positive to note, and it's coming all together, and I trust him for that. And so, I mean, I'm relating it to that, knowing that he is in control
yes.
of what's going on in my life. He
yes.
cares enough about me, and he's in control, and we need to relinquish our control of it and
uh-huh.
trust him at the Ooh. End of the day. Trust him at the beginning of the day. Trust him. He is in control. That just excited me. I hadn't heard that song in years.
I know. I hadn't either. And I saw it here on one of the, I said, oh, that's the song for right now. Thank you, Nan. Megan, did it affect you, girl? We couldn't see your response. I could see Angel and Nan in here dancing, but I couldn't see you. So.
Well, I'm actually parked in a parking spot where I work out of. I'm in a Meyer parking spot.
Yeah.
That the people that were driving by were going, what is that woman doing? Because I was in here, had my hands raised, and I was singing, bring it all together.
Yeah.
That song, I don't think I've ever heard that. That was amazing.
Megan, that was one of Connie's favorites that we played a lot back in the day. Megan, I want you to sing that phrase one more time, girl.
Oh, Pastor.
Come on.
Bring it all together.
Yeah. You go, girl. All right. And it's because, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. I'm going to say that again, Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Dr. Angel.
Well, that song really kind of hit me too, where I'm at.
I know,
right now.
You were just bouncing all over the place in there.
You know, having had so much going on recently, and yesterday I just had a conversation where I just feel like, you know, I've been fighting and fighting and fighting for so long, and I'm like, when do I get to have a break? And what's the meaning to all this? And that song just really encourages. I don't need to know right now.
Right.
He's got it.
He's
putting it all together. It will make sense in the end, and I just need to keep trusting that.
That's exactly right, Megan. Amplify on that, will you? Megan, would you sing that line again one more time?
Pastor?
Come on, Megan.
Oh, Megan, it's so beautiful.
All right. Bring it all together.
Go on.
No, I'm done.
Okay. Go ahead, Meg. Go ahead.
No, you know, that song that really just made me laugh out loud, just like they said, because I've had a 15 to 16 year trial.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's a long one, okay?
Yeah.
It's a super long one. But I know, in my knower of all knowers, deep down in my heart, that the other side of this trial that I'm in is going to be such an amazing spiritual awakening.
Yes.
Because the Lord has had me under his wing and has been coaching me and has kept me under a blanket of peace, and he's had me in his arms of grace. But I am so pumped that when the final time that this trial is over, that I'm going to still be standing in the light, and that I'm coming out even stronger than I was before. And if I could speak to anybody that's listening, please come to the other side of life. And I'm talking about the spiritual life of walking with God, because no matter the circumstances, yes, life is hard, but the life with God is so abundant, it's so miraculous, there are so many miracles, and it's amazing the wisdom that he brings to us little old humans, that we are able to just magnify his name, we live a life of laughter, we live a life of love, and I'm telling you, there ain't nothing better.
Well, you're exactly right. And no matter what any of our listeners are listening or going through, God is a God of peace. God is a God of comfort. God will see us through like he is you, Megan. And you're getting close to the end of this long trial. We know it within our hearts. We sense it. God has sustained you through it all. You are going to be stronger than ever, and you're a mighty strong woman of God now. I can't imagine what 6 months from now are going to look like, or a year from now. Angel, can you, when it comes to Megan?
No.
I mean, she just may, yeah, just, wow, crazy. Go ahead, Angel. Woo!
Well, it's exciting to see, you know, it's that refiner's fire.
Yes.
And, you know, when we let God do that work in us, we come out with a new sense of strength, but a new sense of grace and love and forgiveness that we can, you know, shine on others' lives.
I'm going to repeat that definition of grace from Graham Cook one more time. I want to give him the credit because that's where I read this. Grace is God's empowering presence within us that allows us to become, even when we are not. Wait a minute, I left it. It's not right in front of me. You have it, Angel? You wrote it down? God's empowering presence that enables us to what?
So it allows us to rise up above all that we are.
Yes, all that we are not.
All that we are not, to become all that he is.
Yes, to rise up and above everything that we are struggling with, Megan, to become all that he is. And that is walking in his grace, walking in his power. And he's bringing it all together, as Natalie Grant and Wynonna just sang. He's bringing it all together in our lives. Talk to us, Meg.
Oh, he is. And, you know, it's such an important time right now that if you don't know the Lord, if you haven't given your heart to him, today's the day. There is no excuse in the book that you can come up with,
right,
that you could even stand in front of me and say that you have an excuse not to give your life to the Lord, because I'll look at you and say, sorry, not accepting it. Here we go. We're praying.
Right.
Because you need somebody that's got the boldness of the Holy Spirit to look at you and say, hey, come up out of that dirt. Come
right.
up out of the,
yes.
the devil's snare, because it's time to live a life of grace.
Amen.
You're entitled to it. You were born into this world in the image of your creator, and that is God. And you should be able to walk this earth with that smile on your face, with that light shining from you, with a servant's heart. You deserve it, and you need to claim it right now in the name of Jesus.
I so agree, which brings me to read these verses, 17 and 18 of 1 John 4. God is love. There it is again. People, the whole concept of love did not originate with people. It originated with God, who created people. God is love. When we take up permanent residence in a life of love, we live in God and God lives in us. In other words, how can a person who doesn't love, who's mean and nasty, and they say, yeah, I believe in God, I'm going to heaven, blah, 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 but they are not loving, they are mean, they are intolerant, they are controlling, they are nasty. How can they really have that assurance? Because it says right here, I'm going to read it again. God is love. When we take up permanent residence in a life of love, we live in God and God lives in us. This way, love has the run of the house, becomes at home and mature in us so that we're free of worry on judgment day. Our standing in the world is identical with Christ. We are in Christ. Christ is in us. We don't worry about judgment day. We don't worry about whether or not we're getting into heaven if we are full of God's love, Angel. We know that that's what we have to be. That's what we have to live.
It's a confidence.
It is a confidence.
It's absolutely. And, you know, I know we talked about it a few weeks ago, knowing that that Holy Spirit is alive in us. That's our deposit of what's to come.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that's where we get our hope.
So true. And for those who are not, don't have that assurance today, talk to them about that, and then we'll go to Megan.
You can have that assurance, and you can know that you know that you know that the love of God is dwelling inside of you. All you have to do is reach out and accept it.
You know, when you go back, you're so right. When you go back to the story of the Good Samaritan, the first guy was a priest. The second guy was a religious scholar, a Levite. The third, and he passed by on the other side of the road too. Third guy was an outcast himself. He was a Samaritan. He was not considered worthy of being in the synagogue and all that stuff. He was not, he was an outcast. That's all there is to it. And he's the one that sees the man there. We want to finish that story for our listeners. He sees the man, Luke 10, starting with verse 22. You can read it yourself. And he goes and he bends down and he bandages his wounds. It says he pours disinfecting, some kind of disinfectant in his wounds. And he puts something around him, and he puts him on his own donkey. He takes him to what would be in our day a hotel. He takes him to a little inn, and he says to the person, here, give me a room for this guy, and I've got to go ahead on business. When I come back, anything the guy needs, I will pay for it. I want him to be perfectly cared for. Talk to me about that concept, Megan. That will preach, honey. That will preach.
Oh, you're not kidding. Is that no matter the circumstance, you know, no matter whether someone has outward wounds or inward wounds.
Amen.
That we can minister to them, we can pray over them, we can assist them in the way that the Holy Spirit wants us to.
Yes.
But we have to be moldable.
Yeah, we do. We have to allow God to love through us, you know, and not put our little stamp, our little foot and say, I don't have time to help that person, or I don't care about anybody but myself. We can't be that person, Angel. We have to be the light. We have to be the salt.
Well, you know, I find so interesting with that story is God will use any willing vessel.
That's so,
you know,
true.
Despite the reputation or
right.
whatever's going on, he just wants a willing heart, and he can use any willing heart.
He can, and he wants to. And so often we are the ones that stop that mm-hmm. from happening because we're too busy, or we go, oh no, I don't want to get involved with that, whatever that might be, right?
Absolutely. Or we think, oh, we're better than that, or what if people see us doing that, what will they think, or whatever. Absolutely.
Yeah. And Megan, so for our listeners out there that have trouble with this concept, that think that God is a punisher, that God is mean, that God sits up in heaven with a big club, and so often that kind of impression of God is because our earthly fathers have not been kind and loving. What do you say to them before I do this next song?
I just have to tell you that you're wrong.
Because, there you go, Meg.
Because I know from my own life that that's not true.
Right.
Because, you know, no matter whether you're a Christian or not, there are things that are going to happen to you in this life. It's just the way that life is. You know, we're here, and I look at life here on earth as a test.
Oh, yeah.
And as a test from God. Are you going to walk a path with him, or are you going to walk your own way? Because no matter what way you go, the trials are coming. But I'm going to tell you, the trials that come at you when you walk hand in hand with your Father, they're a heck of a lot different. There's a heck of a lot different perspective. There's peace in those situations. Yes, they're still hard, but he's not casting judgment on you. He
right.
wants you to have a willing, open heart and to have an open mind and an open spirit to be teachable and moldable to work out his plan for your good.
Amen. So before we do this song, verse 17 of 1 John 4 again says, God is love. When we take up permanent residence in a life of love, we live in God and God lives in us. This way, love has the run of the house, becomes at home and mature in us so that we're free of worry on Judgment Day. Our standing in the world is identical with Christ. There's no room in love for fear. Well-formed love banishes fear. Take my heart, Lord. Let this be your song just now.
We don't have to come to God like somebody else. We come to him like we are. And a lot of times that means that I start my prayer time with, God, just show me my heart. Show me where I am. God, show me truth about myself so I know how to follow you. Sing this prayer with us.
Here's my heart, Lord, here's my heart, Lord, here's my heart, Lord, speak what is true.
Sing that again. Here's my heart,
Here's my heart, Lord.
Can you pray that to him?
Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord.
Speak truth, Lord.
Speak what is true.
I am found. I am yours. I am loved. I'm made pure. I have life. I can breathe. I am here.
My heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true.
'Cause I am found. I am yours. I am loved. I'm made pure. I have
strong, you are sure, you are life, you endure, you are good, always true, you are life, breaking through.
Dear listener, give him your heart. Can you do that? Can you say, Lord, here's my heart. I want to be what you want me to be. I want to be full of your love and your grace, your mercy to a hurting world, to people in my life that don't know your grace and your love. I want you to take my heart right now and fill it up with you, Lord, till I am overflowing with your love, with your truth, with your patience, your kindness, your gentleness, your long suffering, your mercy. God, I want to be that person. Is that the cry of your heart?
Ask
tell
God
him right now.
Your heart.
Yes.
Lord, open us up. Speak to us. Draw us closer to you, Father.
Amen.
Sing this prayer to him. You are more than enough. Can you sing that?
'Cause you are more.
Lord, you are more than enough for every need that we have. Talk to us, Megan. I'm going to leave that song on very low in the background. Go ahead, Meg.
You know, that song still makes me emotional because, you know, there's been a lot of things in my life that have been hurtful. But there's one thing I know is that this heart of mine can withstand
yes.
anything that this life brings at
Woo!
Me.
Yes.
Because of my Savior. Because
right.
of the filling of the Holy Spirit. Because of the grace that he grants pitiful little old me. That my heart will always be open to be moldable, to be a servant's heart, to be whatever God wants me to be.
Amen.
And we need to get to a place like that in our life, that God is more than enough.
Yes.
Because it's time to stop searching for
right.
what you feel is going to heal you.
Right.
And I'm not going to name all of those things because there's many, many things that could be. But there is one thing that I guarantee, that if you feel like that your heart has been ripped into, that Jesus and God can come and mold that back together and make you better than you ever have been. All you have to do is sing that song
right.
that here's my heart, Lord. It's all yours and nothing else.
Amen. It's a matter of taking this whole life that we live here on this earth very seriously, and that, yeah, we want to be in heaven for all eternity. We don't want to just be in a grave or in an urn somewhere, and that's it. It's not it. There's more. There's eternal life. Talk to us, Angel.
Well, just to kind of continue on with what Megan was saying is, you know, our God, he is in the heart-mending, heart-restoring
yes.
business. And, you know, all we have to do is just surrender our hearts to him.
Amen.
And yield to him. And, you know, going through life, everyone experiences heartbreak and struggles and trials and difficulties. And we all need that heart mended back. We all need to yield that to
yes,
him.
Yes, yes. And you know, I think so often people think that they've suffered too much. They're too bitter. They're too resentful. They've got too much in there. I have seen some of the most bitter and resentful people give their heart to God, and God heal all that through the power of forgiveness, through the power of freedom that forgiveness brings us, Angel.
Absolutely. You know, there's nothing too difficult for him.
No.
There's nothing too big. There's no sin too big.
No.
None of that's too hard for him.
Oh, talk to us, Meg.
Well, you know, if people that are listening feel like that, well, you know, I don't have anything left to give. I give up. Well, I'm going to tell you what, even though if you've given up, he hasn't.
Amen.
He wants you to continue on. He wants to heal you. So it's time to stop wallowing in all the things that you've been through.
Right.
It's time to come over to the other side.
It is. Yeah, it's time to give God a chance in your life, you know, and to say, Lord, here I am. Let's pray a prayer. Megan, would you repeat after me? And let's pray a prayer for those. And dear friends out there, if you are like been moved by what God has been speaking here, and you really want to give your heart to him, now's the moment to do it. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
Just repeat with Megan, if you will. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
And Lord, I come to you in my broken state.
And Lord, I come to you in my broken state.
I know I'm hurting, and I know that there's a lot of wounds in my heart.
I know that I'm hurting, and I know there are a lot of wounds in my heart.
And I know, Lord, that you're the healer. You are the healer.
And I know, Lord, that you are the healer.
Amen. And so I ask you now to begin that healing process in me, because I'm your child.
And so now I ask that you begin that healing process in me, because I am your child.
I ask you to forgive me for holding resentment and bitterness and unforgiveness in my heart.
I ask you to help me to forget. Help me, Pastor, you lost me.
To forgive me for the unforgiveness and bitterness in my heart.
To forgive me for the unforgiveness and the bitterness.
Show me those that I need to forgive.
Show me those that I need to forgive.
And mend my heart, dear Heavenly Father.
And mend my heart, dear Heavenly Father.
I want to be all you want me to be.
I want to be all that you want me to be.
In the name of Jesus, this I pray.
In the name of Jesus, this I pray.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, Megan and Angel, there are so many listeners that have just are in that place, you know, that we've been talking about today, Angel, where they are just, they're hurting. They've been through so much, and it's just life just keeps bringing stuff their way that's just hard. Talk to us about that.
There really is, you know, and there's a lot of people who are hurting, and they feel alone, and they feel abandoned, and I want to just reach out. They're not alone.
Right.
And they're not abandoned.
No.
And they have a Heavenly Father who loves them.
Amen.
So deeply, and will walk alongside with them.
Absolutely. And all he asks of us is that we surrender, that we just say, like that song we just did, take my heart, Lord. I can't fix it.
Yeah. God's a gentleman. He's not going to force his way into
no.
our lives. We just have to ask.
But he does want us to be willing to ask and mm-hmm. say, take my heart. Ooh, we're almost out of here. Megan, give us some final words before we let you go.
Well, all I know is right now I need everybody to pray because my battery in my car is dead.
Oh.
So anybody, please pray. But anyway, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that those that have been listening or that will listen in the future, that the drive in their spirit is so strong that they can no longer ignore it.
Amen. And we declare right now somebody's going to come along to help you with that battery in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Megan. We'll let you go. Thank you for being on the show. You're amazing. And thank you, Lord, for bringing somebody to help Megan right now with her car. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, see you later, Meg. Angel.
Well, I just want and I pray that everyone out here who's listening to the show just knows that God loves them so much and he's there for them. And
yes,
you may be feeling hopeless, but we can be full of hope. And God wants to change your life. He wants to come heal your hurt. He wants to mend your broken heart. He wants to share life with you.
And you know why he wants to do all that you and Megan just said? Is because God is love.
Yes.
And he loves us so much, and he never quits loving us, no matter what we do, no matter how we mess up. Thank you, Dr. Angel, for being on the show. Thank you, Megan. And what a joy to be able to be here week after week sharing God's love with our audience. And we just want you to find some of these shows, listen to them, especially in the night when you can't sleep. Great way to hear these shows. They're going to bless you. We have hundreds, literally hundreds of these shows on www.bohmglobal.com. Stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, bohmglobal.com. You can also find a lot of them right here at tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcasts and go to the name of this show, Living the Good Life. And you can also go to our Thursday night show, Go Yard, to hear these podcasts. And the good thing about technology today is just this. You can hear these things over and over again, and you can grow in the Lord because of the Word of God as it strengthens you. And that's what the Word does. The Word strengthens you. That's what it's all about. So we will be back here next week, the Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. We will be right back here. My Indiana is coming through there. So we will be right here next week. And listen to that song. We've always played at the end. It's not far to Jesus. His loving arms. His loving arms are right there to hold you. They're open wide for you, dear one. Amen. He'll lead you. Safely to his side. Let him do that. This has been Dr. Angel Falzone, Megan Kramer from Michigan, and me, Pastor Marcia McAllister, Beacon of Hope Ministries, bringing you the Word of God today. And we hope it has helped to change your life this day. Also, Nan was with us, Nan Watson. So thanks to all of you, and God bless you, and we will see you again very soon. Tune in again next week at 3 p.m.